Older Americans had the highest voter turnout of any group in the last presidential election. While both parties have been courting the senior vote in this election, they've also been relying on older men and women to staff their campaign offices, send out mailings, and attend rallies. In fact, experts say that elderly Americans are the glue that holds many of these campaigns together. From Los Angeles, NPR's Wendy Schmelzer reports.
It's lunchtime at the Dole Camp headquarters here at the Ronald Reagan Republican Center in Burbank, California. Volunteer Ellie Ashmore has just made the sandwich run for her fellow workers, all older adults who've spent the morning in this cramped ground floor office preparing a mailing.
They call me Ellie. That's for elephant, you know. The name is Eleanor, and I'm 75, or I will be Pearl Harbor Day.
Young staffers marvel at Ellie. She seems to know every older Republican woman in town, brings them in, and sets them to work.
Lately now, we've been in practically every day for the last couple of weeks for anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a day. My husband allows it. Duffing, labeling, and getting all these good things out.
There's 26,000 precincts in California. There's 6,000 plus precincts in LA.
Volunteer Walt Smith stays out of these younger women's way. He's been organizing informational packets for the 6,000 or so precincts in LA County. Smith has been volunteering for the Republican Party ever since he retired in 1974. Even though at 89 he's now regarded here as the venerable chief of senior volunteers, he still does the door-to-door precinct walk in his own very hilly neighborhood. And he braves the rush hour commute every day in his own car to get here.
I drive. I'm too poor to have a chauffeur. I've talked myself into believing that it's important to do. I always thought it was our responsibility. I volunteered for other kind of things, but I like this. I like the contact with both older folks and the youngsters.
According to Independent Sector, a nonprofit coalition of foundations and charitable institutions, almost half of all older adults between 60 and 75 put in over 4 hours a week of volunteer time. About 20% of these volunteer efforts, says University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus, are directed toward politics and political campaigns.
They do have the time, they have the expertise, experience, knowledge about government, which many young people do not have, things which make them extremely attractive to a political party or candidate.
While more older adults are Democrats, with many tracing their allegiance back to Roosevelt and the New Deal, elders from both parties, McManus says, report strong party affiliation and loyalty. Politics was something these elders grew up on. They remember arguments they had over candidates 40 and 50 years ago. To this day, older people often consider political involvement an obligation, not a right.
Well, they're certainly of the generation that was the licking and sticking was the fun part of politics, and they have carried that sort of voluntarism throughout their entire lives. And were it not for older voters today and their volunteer efforts, the political parties would be in a world of hurt for sure.
In fact, about one-third of California's 100,000 Democratic volunteers are older adults. And according to Andre Lewis, California's Democratic volunteer coordinator, it's these reliable older people who make up the backbone of his volunteer operation.
Oh, my God, I wish they could all be older people, although we take everyone who can come in and add something to the campaign. But the older people have almost a zero flake factor. When they say they're going to come in, they come in. They come in 5 days a week. They spend 6 hours here, which is amazing. I mean, that's a lot of work of man hours for free.
Most of the party's older volunteers, Lewis adds, are women, and many of them, like 70-year-old Beatrice Collins, are not only concerned with the so-called senior issues of Medicare and Social Security, but have also been able to get behind and promote a broader range of interests. Collins has been volunteering here at LA's Clinton Gore headquarters since March, usually 4 or 5 days a week.
I love it. Fun part is meeting people who work here, who are all a very bright and enthusiastic group of people. I do it because I feel I'm making a contribution.
And your friends think that what you're doing is important?
Yes, they do. I tell no, they do.
64% of all older voters cast their ballot last presidential election. 2,000 volunteers with the American Association of Retired Persons National Vote Campaign are trying to up that number come November 5th. But older Americans, experts say, are generally out on Election Day anyway. They have to be. They're the ones manning the polls. In Los Angeles, I'm Wendy Schmeltzer.